Lumbago, or lower back pain, is quite common, and it has been reported that more than 70% of all adults experience lower back pain at some time in their lives. Therefore, the number of individuals with subjective symptoms of lower back pain is also high. Lower back pain can be divided into two types, acute and chronic. Acute lower back pain is characterized by an acute, sharp, and severe pain, which can prevent movement. It can be caused by injuries, accidents, or sudden shock to the back from one simple movement, such as reaching for something. A strained back is one of the most common causes of acute lower back pain. Although the pain is strong, with quiet rest, it improves day by day and eventually resolves completely. Almost 90% of acute lower back pain is said to be resolved within 1 month. On the other hand, lower back pain that lasts for more than 3 months is called chronic lower back pain. The pain itself is not as sharp as acute lower back pain, but it is dull and lasts longer, and it is almost impossible to cure completely. In some cases, the source of the pain is not clear, and even if the condition or the injury that triggered the pain is resolved completely, the pain will continue to bother the patient. Whether the lower back pain is acute or chronic, if the exact cause of the pain can be defined, it is referred to as specific lower back pain. Typical examples of specific lower back pain are lumbar disc herniation, lumbar spinal canal stenosis, and lumbar compression fractures. Each specific cause should be treated differently according to the diagnosis. However, about 85% of lower back pain is non-specific, indicating that the exact cause or the exact source of the pain cannot be identified on X-ray, computed tomography, CT, or MRI, even if the patient is in pain. In these cases, the pain may originate from multiple causes, such as physical damage, the effects of long-term incorrect posture, stress, etc. Therefore, the treatment of non-specific lower back pain includes different general categories, such as rehabilitation, medication, and the provision of coping skills. Typical rehabilitation involves therapeutic exercises, such as stretching of the back muscles and the muscles around the hip joint to strengthen the muscles of the trunk and lower limbs. Although these exercises may reduce pain and improve quality of life, QOL, the additional provision of coping skills in order to manage daily activities without excessive stress is essential. In a super-aged society, such as that of Japan, lower back pain caused by adopting a bending position while caring for the elderly is not only an individual physical problem, but also one of the most serious social problems, especially in the elder-to-elder nursing conditions. This problem cannot be solved without changing the ways in which care work is carried out and reducing the burden of care work. The Ministry of Health, Labor, and Welfare has suggested ways to lighten the physical burden of conventional care work by using various types of machinery. Such procedures may be key factors in reducing chronic lower back pain.